Beginnt die Karin Daff, im Sefton Bama Tzidav, Tzadi Gimel, beginnt mit Beis, beginnt Tzis Masta, beginnt mit Gemara, und Bo Ze'i V'Taraf. And then a wolf comes and kills, which the singular terminology Tzis has to explain, is Tobin B'Shas M'Shlach HaZeben, when there's this an attack of wolves. It's Rabbi Yudah, the Amad, that he says, at the end of Amad, Ze'i V'Echad, that even if it's just one wolf, at that time, Aynes would be considered as Aynes. He says, "Not to begin with the word Gemara." If that's the case, my part, why is the exam? The beginning is still negligence, even though at the end is einus. But he says, "You can say, wait a second. Labaya nami. Even you could ask the same question according to Abaya. The Moki that explains a bit in the daily inchi. If he goes in that time when people usually go in, meaning according to him doesn't make sense. But Mekumakum is still according to him. The halacha is Imay Yochel Hatzal Chai. We said, well, if he could have saved, had he been there, he's gonna be chai." Some you see that it's still considered the beginning of negligence. So even though it's like safe when he couldn't be saved, and he went in when people usually go in, so it ends up being an oinus, but it's still chalas b'shiyu because it could have been a situation where he could have saved. But sometimes he says no, the chalas b'shiyu, that liability that if it was something that he could have done, that he'd be chayiv, but not because of negligence. Like in Aveda, that would have been in the category of theft and loss, which he's chayiv for, but that's not a chalas b'shiyu. And the Yeshlum Mekan says, Tais, you can learn from over here that Chalasa, the Ke'en Gneva Veveda, if, yeah, in the beginning, what the act was, something similar to Gneva Veveda, the Seva, but Ainus and M was Ainus, that even if you hold normally Chalasa, B'Sheva, Seva, Ainus, Chayev, that the Pata, you'd be exempt. And then it says, Mahadom, Rav, Ba, Mavka, this is the Rav says, Mavka, Nanda, Lama, Dom, and Al. I thought Hashem, Mesach, Hashem, Maslo, Hashem, Mechinim, that even if a paid custodian gives it over to an unpaid custodian to do the watching for him, Pata is exempt, if he should Maslo, Lebendas, because he gave it over to him to at least a person of intelligence. Ain Raya, that would not be a proof to our concept, because the fila sub Rav, even if Rav held Chalas became Gneva Veveda, that if the beginning is like Gneva Veda, which you're giving over to Bendas, or say Ba'in Chayiv and Ain Chayiv, Falachi Pata, even then you would be Pata. Because the Ain Long Lima, we don't have a reason to say Shavadah Shemechinim Leishma Begneva Veda. It's not like Chalas Begneva Veda, like, oh, the beginning was negligence regarding the Aveda because you gave it up to Shemechinim. It's not true. It's Rak Mibshia. That it's only that from meaning and that only Mibshia. I mean, don't say that. Oh, wait a second. Shemechinim doesn't watch me Aveda. He's Shemechinim. He only watches Mibshia and therefore have a chalas and we can't get him Aveda. So like the Shemesh who gave it over to him is like can't get him Aveda. And you're saying so. Oh, this is you see a proof that chalas became made Aveda and save the blindness. Your pater? No, it's not true, because Elstam Ben Das, a regular person of intelligence, Rogelish Maharba, he generally watches way more, even things that he's not really responsible for. And Rishema, maybe, I feel a muscle, Lashem Rechinam, even when he gives over to unpaid custodian, Upatre Mibshia, and he exempts him from Pshia, Pater, Bipater, because even if he'd say that you're not Chayiv, even on Pshia, because again, the like chalas of chalas b'shi b'achad is not considered as chalas of b'shi regarding this. Meaning, maybe that wouldn't be considered chalas b'gneva veda, but it wouldn't even be considered chalas b'pshia. So again, it's no raya, because the guy ends up watching way more. So even the shemachinim, it's not considered chalas b'gneva veda, and that wouldn't be a raya, at least from over there. Because again, even though really shemachinim is exempt from gneva veda, and if it's like you're not watching b'gneva veda, but again, he normally will watch things from gneva veda. You should have had them go one by one. So it says, near it seems like chashav la pshia mahaytama. That doesn't, again, but that doesn't make it categorically into like a case of negligence. Like in Gneva Veda. It's like Gneva Veda, which Mechayev, and for that he's responsible for. And for the reasoning of, because, yeah, that's I'm paying you, the Tintin, it's just Lisei Vah, so that you should watch more than just the basic minimum. Kerav Chizda. And Rabbi Bravuna, Medmaisa Lahacha, and that because we just mentioned their opinions, so that's why that's having the story to say it's according to what they said. So this is also Shapa to come to Samach. Now it also makes sense what the Gemara says. Surely Kvar Tzavchu Kamoi. Oh, the earlier ones they already screamed Shiratzu Liftar because they wanted exam Midiraba from Rabba. And meaning that Papa said that, you know, there are many want to say Gemi Potter, as we brought before, because if not, they don't have what to scream about. So that's just to say that it's considered like a Gneva Veda, which Talmud Machlokes Rav Ruchad Ravuna. Rav Shem Mesacha has to go out and watch more than what's regular. Because the Mloikin, if it's not the case, Amai Tzavchu, then why would they be screaming? Most of Shita Hu Rushay and Chayav, and what I mean, it's obvious that they, of course, should be Chayav. The first Shem Achinu Chayav, because even the Shem Achinu is Chayav on a Bashia. So that's what they're saying, that no, of course, that it's not like a Bashia, it's like a Gneva Veda. And the question is, you have to watch more than the regular, than the basic. So Rav Papa, the Hacha, and Rav Papa Behild, Kerava, the Perak HaKayin, this is Rav Kamen, Rav Kassim Ra'ab. They said, Misham Dibayi, Lach Lavur Chodechada, that this, that you should have had them go one by one, La Pshiyi, it's not a negligence, as we're saying. And that the claim was that, like we're saying, that it made it like a Kneva Vaveda. And the Blakrav Khan, the Mahasim, that he says over there, that a Pshia got enough Legin. It's like a negligence when it's falling into the garden, because he says you should have gone one at a time. So that's what Zazatais is saying, that Rav Papa that says, that Kvart Savchu, that those said you should be Patur, again, is because it's not like a level of Pshia, it's like a vat of Rina Veda. Which some say, yeah, you know, then that wasn't a responsibility for Shem Esachar to watch that much. Now he says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Amar Abba, it says, Hasam Gabri de Parmuski Havi. That Rav Nachman was Mechayev Hashem Mechinim to pay to the owners, a situation where you recognize a Ganev, and he has to go put the effort to return the stolen item. Now, says Tesla, I feel like Gars Rava, even if the Gers is not Rava, but the Gers is Rava also shopper. It works out well. Meaning, it says addresses. Although Rava explains it within Baba Kama Dav Kof Chazman Beis. Milster Rava Nmar Oven Shekhar the Menishba. That teaching is the story of Nachman or the people Anshe Hashulta, and if the Shemachinim would have screamed, they would have saved the Geneva. So therefore, Rav Nachman was Machayev to return it, and. So Rava explains that it's Tumma Shemachim that already swore that it wasn't Bashar and he's Pater. But if he didn't swear yet, yeah, for the Shemachim, Isamaydin. Then even the Shemachim litigates with him, if they ain't Nishba and he doesn't swear. So if he didn't swear, he's have to return to the owners and to return the Gneva. So then you could say that the Wajib of Nachman, the Shemachim, they didn't swear. So if that's the case, then even if it's not from Anshe Hashulchan, so the Neshama would be obligated to go into Tircha after the Ganav. So that's not difficult, because Hachol Behil Dibri Ashoyel Meshav, he's responding to the words of the questioner. And says Rabbi would respond to him in such a situation where the Ashoyel, it sounds like they didn't hold the Deschilik, and they held that you always have to swear. And the Mehikur always swear, and he doesn't have to go to the Tircha between the Ganeva. So the Rebbe answered him in such a situation where the Anshe Hashulchan were over there. The truth is, but Valelus really, but he himself didn't hold like that, and he holds in the opinion of Rebbe Oven that there is a difference between if he already swore or if he didn't swear yet. Next test, Master, beginning with the Gemara, Ramakala, had he screamed, Haba Asi Matzenle, they would have came. The Gemara explains the story of Nachman, where these, again, the officers were there. Had the Shemichim screamed, they would have saved it. And, so in such a situation, even if it's not Hukar Ganav, Shemichin is Chayiv, because this that he didn't scream is considered a full-fledged negligence. So this is Rashi now, Fila Hukar Ganav, even if they don't recognize the Ganav, Abba Chayiv, he would be liable to keep the Pasha because he was negligent. So then Tesis says, so why did the Gemara say that the Ganav was recognized? That's Ela Mishum Matamidim. It's only because the students, they thought, that because that the Ganav was recognizable, that's why he was liable. That the Shemer was responsible because of that. So that's what they asked. If they disagree with Rav Oven, he responded to them, the Shittasim, the truth is, the Chiv is even if it's like Hokar Ganav. Next test, Master begins the Gemara, Sigfo Mesa in Oinus. If he starved it and it died, that's not an oinus, which says it's a wonder, because the pshita, the pshita gemura, obviously, it's a full-fledged negligence. Hashem says, because there's not the Kamash, the Chiddush is that the Yosh Leit Lois Belayma, even if you could suspend and say, Shemezi Gamash Vodabach, that you could say maybe it died from something else. For the Alchach Chayiv, even so, he's going to be liable because the Hoy Leit Lois Haifish from the starboard, and that itself would make him responsible.